It's time to take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. And today our guest is Gary Mattis with the Friends for Animals. Gary, good morning.
Morning, Dwayne. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for coming in. You know, if you've not met this guy before, Gary is so passionate about the cause with the Friends for Animals. How many dogs have you rescued now to date? Do you have any idea on that number off the top of your head?
3,300 dogs and 420 cats, give or take some on the cats. I haven't really kept up. But
we've talked about this before, Gary. You know, dogs, we've domesticated dogs. They are just like us almost. I mean, they're part of the family.
They are family.
For those that get a pet and don't give them the attention or you don't have the time for them, don't just let them sit out on a chain tied to a tree somewhere. Take care of those dogs and cats. Take care of those animals.
That's the way to look at it. And spay and neuter is the best thing because they get cancer, and that takes care of the testicle cancer and everything on dogs.
And we talked about the fact that basically they rule the roost. I can't imagine our house without Annie around nowadays. They are a big part of the family. They really are.
Well, we've got five, so
I bet you do.
they're a big part.
So Friends for Animals sponsoring their annual seventh annual Bark in the Park. Gary, I hope the rain holds off tomorrow. I really do.
I hope so too. It's going to be a big day, no matter what. We've got a lot on the agenda. We've got a kissing booth. We've got bobbing for hot dogs. I don't know what that's all about, but
wow.
But we'll find out. Got adoption donations with Sheriff Allison and Ernie Evans. Doors open at 11:30. We're going to have turkey tenders and hot dogs. We're going to have door prizes on every hour, I think, is what I understand.
Now, for those that have the dogs, the pets, you want to dress them up, too, because there's a best-dressed pet, and Disney is the theme this year, I understand. So
yeah, Disney is the theme. We've got Disney tickets that we're going to be raffling, selling, and they're $6 for $20 or five. There are six tickets that you're purchasing with this ticket you buy.
And now you vote for your favorite dog too, because you've got contest with the pets, the four-legged friends, right?
Yes, there's all kinds of contests and just any matter of things going on.
Really a chance to come out and showcase your four-legged friend.
And we've also got a dog walk. There's so many things. Canine demo with the sheriff and one of his dogs. It's a fantastic day for even if it does rain. We've worked. We've had a couple of times we've had in the rain, but people show up, and it's a great thing for people to do. We appreciate everything and anything they do for us.
And this is one of your big fundraisers.
Oh,
this is
yes.
Your biggest of the year.
Yes, it's one of the biggest of the year.
Friends for Animals, again, a very active group in our community. You know, if your pet gets loose, they call here at the radio station sometimes. I always tell them, call the animal shelter first and then get in touch with you, Gary, at Friends for Animals. You usually get a hold of them one time or another.
Yes, I do. I do want to say one more thing. We've got a new thing going on. It's Pets Alive at Bloomington. They spay and neuter dogs, and so far we've had three trips. They come down and get them, bring them back, and we've taken 79 cats and 25 dogs in three trips, and it's fantastic.
Spay and neuter is a big pro. You know, that's just we talk about that every time you come in. So important to make sure you get that done. Friends for Animals, 7th Annual Bark in the Park. You've got a new location this year, is that right?
Yes, I'm sorry, out at the Conservation Club.
We want to make sure to stress that. The new location this year will be at the Conservation Club. You'll be indoors there at the club if it does rain. If it doesn't, we're hoping that rain holds off. There's going to be a one-mile walk with you and your dog. And, again, lots of prizes, the pet talent contest, games for the kids and the dogs, lots of food. Just a big day. Conservation Club in Washington tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 7th Annual Bark in the Park, presented by the Daviess County Friends for Animals. Don't miss it. Gary, anything else we need to throw in?
Just remember to spay and neuter and take care of your dogs. Give them plenty of water through the summer months and give them plenty of food.
Take care of them. That's right. They're a big part of the family.
Flea and tick also. I'm sorry, but whenever you take on a dog, you're taking on a kid.
That's pretty true. Well, Gary Mattis, again, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with Bark in the Park tomorrow. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.